This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Now that there's some economic breathing room in Washington, the debt and deficit fight having been pushed down the calendar, Congress and the White House seem to have separately agreed that immigration is up next. There's a bipartisan Senate plan out today, as I'm sure you've heard. The president goes to Las Vegas tomorrow to let us know what he has in mind. And there will be discussions and debate galore about how to overhaul a system that currently has 11 million immigrants, give or take, living in this country illegally. But politics aside for just a second, who are these folks in the first place? Marketplace's Chrissy Clark reports.
There are lots of stereotypes about illegal immigrants. Jeff Passell, senior demographer at the Pew Hispanic Center, says the one he can repeat that he hears a lot is this.
A single young man who's working in day labor.
Probably from Mexico, where he snuck across the border.
There are certainly lots of those, but...
But there's also a lot who don't fit that description. The majority of unauthorized immigrants living here are couples with children. Turns out 40% are actually women. As for jobs, Passell estimates that a third work in service, restaurants, janitors, construction's another big industry. But 10% are in professional positions, things like computer science. And then there's the sneaking over the border part. About half did, but Steve Camarado at the Center for Immigration Studies says the other half came here legally at first.
Millions of people have come in on temporary visas, tourists, guest workers, foreign students, that sort of thing, and didn't go home when the terms of that visa expired.
Camarado says one place where the stereotype does get it mostly right, 60% of illegal immigrants are still from Mexico, which makes sense since it's so close. Most come with few skills and low education.
Part of it is it's easier for more educated people to navigate the system.
Another part of it, he says, unskilled workers increase their earning potential more than skilled workers do if they come to the U.S. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.